Proclamation number 3548 of 14th of September, 1945. The Mysteriousness of Divine Revelations. The mystery of divine revelation consists of God manifestly revealing himself to people who do not represent an official school of thought but only prove to be followers of Christ's church through their way of life, who thus live as Christ taught people on earth and are thereby filled by God's Spirit like him. In addition, they must believe in the working of the Spirit, in God's eternal love which wants to make itself known to people. They have to believe that intimate contact with God is possible. They have to believe that God expresses himself as soon as he is approached for it. And since this faith is only rarely found, divine revelations always remain something mysterious for people, even though they are only a natural consequence of profound faith and intimate contact with God. Everything that cannot be explained earthly remains mysterious to man. A divine revelation comes from the spiritual realm and will therefore only be explained spiritually. For this reason, however, the human being must lead a spiritual life alongside his earthly life in order to be able to ascertain the truth of divine revelations for himself, insofar as the working of the Spirit is explained to him through them. And if he then seriously works on himself, i.e., leads his way of life in accordance with the divine revelations which express God's will, he himself will belong to those who are appreciated of the direct divine revelation. For him it is then no longer a mystery but only a joyful knowledge to be so intimately connected with God that he can hear his voice. The fact that God wants to present knowledge to people through his revelations which corresponds to the truth requires a mediator, a person who is able to receive the word of God in intimate contact and is willing to pass it on to the world. And thus he chooses his servants on earth. He makes them his apostles to whom he teaches his word again and trains them to be bearers of truth on earth. And the nature of his teaching is mysterious, however, only for the unbeliever and ignorant because he does not acknowledge God and therefore does not want to recognize his working either. But whoever believes in God, in his love and omnipotence, nothing is impossible and unfounded for him that seems extraordinary. And this faith also enables him to receive the divine word. Thus he allows himself to be taught by God himself, and thus receives divine wisdom. God reveals himself to him through his Spirit. This is something so powerful, so sublime, it testifies to the immense love of a being who, in his highest perfection, condescends to his imperfect creatures by speaking to them. This is an extremely gratifying process for the human being who feels like his child and who finds the explanation in the Father's love, and a mysterious process for the one who does not know the strength of divine love but cannot reject the revelations. Whoever is therefore called to receive them belongs to the chosen ones who have a mission to fulfill on earth. And since they are in knowledge they are God's willing servants, they let themselves be guided by him and offer him no resistance. They have subordinated them to God and are merely the organ through which God himself speaks to people because they urgently need his word. God always reveals himself to people in times of adversity, and this must always be recognized as the working of the Spirit which can only unfold where faith is profound and a person's way of life corresponds to the divine commandments. Where Christ's teaching is followed and the human being is thereby in intimate union with God, who then fills him with his strength and himself is now working in him. Amen.